You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Christine Quinn has responded to her estranged husband's divorce petition, and what she's accusing him of isn't pretty. In documents obtained by RadarOnline.com, the former Selling Sunset siren is demanding primary custody of their child, alleging her ex, Christian Dumontet, failed to pay off a six-figure bill from the toddler's birth, which she said has messed with her credit. As this outlet reported, Quinn and Dumontet are locked in a nasty divorce battle after she obtained a temporary restraining order against him following an explosive fight that allegedly involved their son. In the latest filing, she charged the lingering medical bill, that's in her name, ballooned to over $100,000 despite her estranged husband allegedly promising her he'd pay it off. Quinn said she was surprised to learn that Dumontet didn't hold up his end of the deal, and her credit is paying the price. The ex-Netflix star revealed the birth bill is with collections, and the entire amount is yet to be determined. Quinn is demanding spousal support from the tech CEO and is asking the court to reject his ability to get alimony from her. She said their shared assets and property are to be determined. TMZ was the first to report on Quinn's response. RadarOnline.com told you, Dumontet cited irreconcilable differences as the reason behind their split when he filed for divorce on April 5th. He's fighting for sole legal and physical custody of their young son and signaled he'd be open to giving his ex visitation. Quinn filed for a temporary restraining order against Dumontet after he allegedly threw a bag full of glass at the child last month, resulting in a hospital visit for the youngster and a night in jail for him. He denied the allegations and filed a petition for a protective order against her. Dumontet was arrested twice in 2 days in March. After he was released from jail for the alleged bag-tossing incident, Quinn's husband returned to their home, violating an emergency protection order she had at the time. RadarOnline.com obtained photos of Dumontet moving his belongings from their marital home just days before he filed for divorce. Sources told us he hired a security detail to assist him with the move. Quinn and Dumontet only share one child.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.